What's up, people? Welcome back to the podcast. You are listening to just an update, basically, of what's going down in my life and why episodes haven't been popping up as frequently. So bear with me as I talk about this, but life's been throwing haymakers my way, so I've just been trying to dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge as many as I can and stay on my feet and keep things cranking. So I really appreciate you guys. I'm very grateful for this audience and the friendships and relationships I've built or been able to make with you guys throughout this podcast experience and doing this kind of thing. So I just want to tell you guys I'm very appreciative, and there are some really good things on the horizon. So don't let this episode make you sad or feel bad for me or really have any kind of negative outcome or implications, because it's all good stuff. But just letting you guys know what's up and what's been going on with me and my life and, you know, my family and that kind of stuff that's been kind of dictating my abilities lately. So, cheers. Hey, man, you coughing? Yeah. It's good. I already told you I was done. All right. Here is the update. Love you guys. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Airgun Podcast. I just want to give you guys an update on why I haven't been able to get any episodes out lately and keep you guys in the loop, because you guys are the best, and I want to make sure you guys know what's going on and make sure I'm not just slacking or, you know, giving up or something crazy like that. But anyway, so first of all, I hope everyone's doing well. Today, we got a ton of snow. If you've looked at my Snapchat today, I think it's the 15th? 14th. Today's March 14th. Daylight savings, didn't realize that until later. There's a ton of snow here in Colorado. I think we're pretty close to 2 feet right now. But it's big, heavy snow. Driving in it was a nightmare. Saw people stuck all over the roads, all those out-of-state drivers. So that's why you should quit moving here. But anyway, we'll jump in and give you guys the update for those of you that care. But I wanted to get this out there and let you guys know. So originally I was supposed to have my wife come on for the episode that was supposed to come after the current most recent one, and that was the plan, but she is currently 28 weeks pregnant, so she's pretty far along with the baby. As you might know, if you've ever been around a pregnant person, they don't always feel the best, and it can come in waves. So she also had hyperemesis at the beginning of the pregnancy, which is basically just a pretty rare condition for pregnant women to get, where they just have like severe nausea and vomiting to various degrees. So my wife was in and out of the hospital getting like IV fluids and that kind of stuff for the first basically half of the pregnancy. You know, 2 to 3 times a week she was in the hospital. So that was kind of a bummer. You know, as you can imagine, that takes a lot of time and energy to get through that kind of stuff. So anyway, she hasn't been feeling super good, so we've kind of been trying to push it off a little bit and set it up on a date where she'll feel great, or a time when she's feeling better. And then there's all kinds of other variables, like when the baby goes to bed, or I don't know if he's a baby anymore, he's 2. And all that kind of jazz. So, backtrack a little bit and give you guys an idea of where we've been basically the past 6 months. So, a couple years ago, we bought a house, and, Benji was, 5 months old maybe when we moved in. So it was like June or July of 2019, I think. So anyway, we bought the house, moved in, everything was great, and then we kept finding at Benji's pediatrician appointments, his checkups that he was having slightly elevated levels of lead in his blood, and I'm like, what the heck's going on? So everything else was really healthy. He was advanced in all these other areas, so we were trying to figure out what's going on. We knew it wasn't from him getting a hold of like my pellets or anything like that, because I always kept those in a safe location, made sure they weren't around the house or that he was eating them or anything like that. So anyway, had the house retested because we originally had it tested before we moved in, part of the inspection and all that. And then we had a company come out and retest it, and they brought a lot better equipment, or a lot better company than the one that originally did it. So we found out that the house had pretty high levels of lead in a lot of areas. The soil was one of the main ones, and Benji loves to be outside and play, so that was a bummer. So we assumed that that was, you know, probably the thing that was messing with him, and him being a baby and growing up there, if there's any lead dust or that kind of stuff being created from lead-based paint and, you know, lead-based features of the home, which it was an old house from the 50s, 1950s when it was made, so definitely had lead in it. Then he's getting that, he's eating it, you know, he's licking his hands and licking doors and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So lead's not good for babies. So typically it's only an issue if you have small children. Lead mitigation on the low end was like $15,000, and on the high end for complete like remediation and removal of things and certain features and components of the house that contained the lead would have been upwards of like $35,000. So we didn't have that. We're trying to figure out what we wanted to do because it was our first actual house that we've owned, and not counting the tiny house that we built when we first got married. But fun fact, yeah, we built the tiny house back when we got married in 2017, and we stayed on some friend's property, and it was really cool. Had our first child there, and then it got a little bit too small. 200 square feet was a little small for three. But anyway, so we were trying to figure out what to do with this house now because, well, one, we decided it was best to move out, so we moved in with my in-laws, and didn't want Maddie being pregnant to be exposed to any kind of lead, and didn't want Benji getting any more lead in his blood. So we bounced from there, and so for the past 6 months, we've been living with my in-laws, and we've been posted up in their basement. So as you can imagine, I don't have a lot of space to do the kind of stuff that I need to do. And the neighborhood that they live in, the HOA is pretty weird. So they're not even allowed to have like privacy fences. So it's like ridiculous. So all the backyards are connected and there's kids everywhere. And they're not even wood fences either. They're like wire fences. So a really nice neighborhood, but weird HOA. And so I haven't even been able to like do any kind of shooting back there or anywhere, you know, for quite a while. So that's why you guys haven't seen a whole lot of content, a whole lot of shooting content for me over the past 6 months or so. Because you guys know that I would pop a squirrel every once in a while back at the house because they'd be eating my garden or they'd be eating my freaking patio furniture and stuff like that, which is the real deal and frustrating when you have custom-made cushions. But anyway, that's why I haven't seen a lot of that stuff going on for the podcast, a lot of YouTube video stuff. But also, when I got back from my last major YouTube video excursion in October, where I did the Texas Hambush with Chris Cook and shot that hog. We went on that hog hunt with the Umarex Air Saber, got a hog, you know, all that stuff. You can go check out the YouTube video if you haven't. It's pretty cool. I'm proud of that production, considering I've never made films before in my life. But that was a good one. Anyway, so I almost had to leave that trip to come back and help my wife out because she was so sick with the hyperemesis stuff. So, and then once I did get back, thankfully she stuck it out and her mom was able to help her out, cause she knew how important it was for me to get that video done and to get that kind of, thing under my belt. But, yeah, as soon as I got back, it was literally like, I was raising two kids, you know, like two infants, because she was so just down and out and couldn't do anything. She was just puking and, you know, I'll spare you all the details, but, you know, things were coming out of multiple ends at the same time. Let's just say that. So, of course, you know, that's a hard thing to deal with and help or be helpless in, because there's not much you can do. It's just runs its course and you don't know when it will stop. So to anyone out there who's experienced hyperemesis or just a pregnant wife in general, I know what you're going through. So anyway, all that to say, it's been a kind of a hectic season with her being pregnant and being super sick, and then us moving out of the house because it had lead and we kept finding elevated levels of lead in my son's blood. Yeah, kind of figured out that was the culprit. Moved out of the house, had things retested a while later, and levels had dropped after we did some like detoxing things and stuff like that. So that's hopefully over. I'm certain it's over now, the whole elevated levels of lead, unless he gets a mouthful of bullets somewhere, but that's not going to happen. So anyway, it's been a little crazy, been a little hectic, trying to run things and produce content and get the episodes up for the podcast. Trying to record at certain times because he's running around in snow boots up top, and it just sounds like elephants are, you know, upstairs. Just like if you have upstairs neighbors, if you live in like an apartment or condos or something, and you have those neighbors that tap dance 24/7. Same kind of thing. So there's two dogs running around up there. There's three adults running around up there, and then a two-year-old just wreaking havoc. So I have to try and record at certain times, and then, you know, all kinds of variables that just go into these kinds of things that, not making excuses, but just letting you guys know what's going on. So it's been tricky to find the time to do it and keep cranking stuff out. I've been doing my best, but the reason I haven't been able to get episodes out, jumping back to having my wife on, and more other episodes coming out. So a few weeks ago, we found out we were exposed to COVID, and, you know, just throwing this out there, I'm not really worried about COVID at all. I don't have any pre-existing health conditions. I don't have any pre-morbidities or anything like that. So I get that it's a concern for some people, but for a healthy young buck like myself who takes care of their body and is intentional about those kinds of things and, you know, that stuff, I'm not worried about it. Neither is my wife, really, except for the fact that her hyperemesis stuff can kind of get flared up if she gets sick. So we didn't want to get sick. I also didn't want to have to stop going to work and all the other variables that don't really have anything to do with me being sick or feeling any certain way about COVID. So we moved out as soon as we figured out, because it was our in-laws who were exposed and they ended up getting it, but we had moved out to my other in-laws. So my wife's dad and stepmom, we stayed with them for a few weeks, and I didn't have any of like my equipment. I usually edit these episodes on my laptop and, you know, all that stuff, because you guys know I do crazy, crazy sick post-production. That's a joke, but anyway, I do use my laptop to edit this stuff and make changes and do all that kind of jazz. But we pretty much had to move again. So in the past, year, basically, or let's say 6 months, we've moved out of, past 6 months, we've moved out of our house, which we did turn into an Airbnb. Which has been really good. So just side note, if you need to stay in Colorado, hit me up. If you're trying to look in the Denver metro area, we've got a little Airbnb that will sleep six, depending on how close you guys want to be when you're sleeping. But so we moved out of that house into our in-laws. And, you know, we were here for a while. Then had some crazy crap go down a couple months ago with my brother, who, if you guys have been following me long enough, you know that one of my brothers has been battling bone cancer for the past 2 years, and it's really been going south over the past probably, well, it's been going south the whole time, really. Ups and downs, but a couple months ago, basically, is we got a call that he is being rushed to the ER. He's hemorrhaging. He has a big open wound from where one his scar from his surgery a year ago, where they removed like almost like a soccer ball sized tumor from him. His body reopened that and has been excreting things from it, like dead tumor cells and stuff like that. And anyway, it's been a nightmare. So a couple months ago, got a call, you know, as I was finishing up a worship practice at church, because I was drumming for the worship team, and got a call right after worship from my wife that he was hemorrhaging and bleeding out, and he was being rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. And they basically said, you know, before that happened, that he's either going to get, you know, he's going to hemorrhage and bleed out, or he's going to go septic, because the tumors are going to pinch off his internal, his organs inside, and, you know, that whole thing. So, got that call. That sucked. Pretty much said goodbye to him over the phone, because we weren't sure we were going to see him again. Luckily, my brother who lives out of state, Josh, Don Shula, if you guys have listened to the podcast episode with him or seen him on my Instagram or follow the account, Airgun Bros, we kind of like started that account, and then I passed it his way. I picked him up from the airport the day before this all happened, and so we, you know, all that happened, we said goodbye, we'll see you up there, kind of thing. And then a few hours later, you know, we didn't really have any, like, feedback or, like, any communication, because it's just his wife that went with him, and we weren't sure what's going on, and we were sure that things were hectic there at the hospital and all the craziness going on there. So anyway, they gave him a blood transfusion, he got stabilized, and then, we were able to go see him in the hospital that night. But even though he wasn't in a coma, it was like he was in a coma, like pretty unresponsive, like occasional twitching, and just really hard to see, you know. And then again said our goodbyes to him, while we just laid around his hospital bed, all of us brothers and his wife, and my mom showed up later that night, and so we all slept in this hospital room, basically. And then the next day, same thing, not very good. So I then also kind of moved into a hospital room for a few days, and was just living in that hospital room, you know, waiting to hear how my brother was doing, or to see what the plan was, or what things were looking like. So then, just out of nowhere, he kind of like came to, and didn't realize that he'd lost like a whole entire day. He thought it was the day that he started bleeding out and went into the hospital. And then is this thing still recording? Sorry, sometimes my phone sucks. So anyway, then all this is happening. He comes to, decides he's been on a crazy strict diet long enough and wants pizza and wings, so we ordered freaking, like, Papa John's to a hospital. You know, I ate some wings, because I don't do gluten or dairy, really. So pizza's out for me. But, anyway, it was just super crazy, and then he said, hey, the doctor came in and said, like, well, based on your current condition and your current state, I'd say, you know, we'll give you, you know, like 3 to 6 days, basically. So my brother was like, well, if I got that time left, then I'd like to spend it at home eating things that I haven't been able to eat over the past 2 years with my kids and my brothers and the closest people to me. So we had a freaking huge hoorah, dude. and just told a bunch of people, said, hey, if you want to come say peace out to Mike, here's kind of like the shindig that we're doing. We're not providing like food or party or anything. It's just because of COVID and all this kind of stuff. We're just going to let, you know, one person at a time or one family in at a time, depending on how you kind of showed up, and talk with Mike, you know, and just realize that he has a lot of people. So literally like hundreds of people lined up around the block and kept coming over to the house to like talk about the impact that he's made on their lives. A lot of his like former students and former athletes and kids that he's coached, and then former co-workers and teachers and stuff, because he was a high school teacher. And they pretty much lined up around the block and hung out outside of his house waiting to go in and tell him how cool he is and how amazing of a human he is until like 11 or 12 at night. And then it's been kind of intermittent since then. But that was close to 2 months ago now, and the son of a gun is still here. So he's been propped up. He's been in bed rest. But so while all that was happening, we moved out of the hospital once he decided he wanted to go home and celebrate his last 3 days, which is going on like 50 days right now or something. So then we moved in, my wife, myself, and my son then temporarily moved into my oldest brother's house, who lives just a little bit down the road from my other brother. So we were trying to be as close as we could, because if we stayed where we're at currently, it would have been like, you know, 30 minutes away, 35 minutes. And if anything happened, we wanted to be really close. So we were staying, well, first we were staying at Mike's house, so we stayed there for a few nights. So we moved into Mike's while he's on bed rest and the whole hospice thing, and, you know, just kind of kicked it there. Then decided to give him a little bit of space, give him and his kids and his wife some time to just be a family. So then we moved to my oldest brother's house to stay there for... So we stayed there for a couple weeks. Then we moved back into here. Then there was the whole COVID thing, moved out into my other in-law's place for a couple weeks, and then we just moved back. So we've been back for like a little over 24 hours, and now we're closing on a new house on the 22nd of this month. So like a week and a half, or I guess a week now, yeah, so... closing on a new house, and then we'll be moving in permanently. And so it's just been a whirling dervish, if I can say so. And it's just been crazy. So anyway, sorry for all the details, but I do appreciate all you guys listening and all you guys who one, support the podcast financially, you know, and people who do things like buy shirts and buy merchandise, and then those of you who are monthly donors, you know, I take that seriously, and I'm super grateful for that and very appreciative. So that's why I wanted to kind of let you guys in on what's been going on and how hectic it's been and just crazy over the past few weeks. And, you know, life happens, as all of you guys know. You have your own things and your own struggles or your own hard times that you go through, and, you know, your own sufferings and all that jazz. So I hope you guys don't feel like I'm complaining. I'm just trying to give you all the details of what's been going on so you can kind of understand more clearly why content isn't being produced at the rate that I know that you guys want it to be, and as well as I'd like to put it out at that rate. So anyway, I know I was a little bit jumbled. I'm trying to remember things in order, which gets difficult when you've moved 57 times in 6 months. So that's kind of what's been going on. Been hectic, been crazy, but positive note. Well, first of all, just to touch on that whole story about my brother's cancer and hospital crap in hospice. Just want to say that I'm grateful for the time that I've had with him. I know I mentioned a few podcast episodes, well, more than a few, a little bit back, a couple months ago probably, that he wasn't doing so well and that they were going to give him like 6 weeks. And he's past that, so, but he did hemorrhage, but we got him into the hospital fast enough that they could give him a transfusion, and so, super grateful for that, and, some really cool things have happened through that. So if you guys wanted to reach out, those of you that care or know me more personally, if you guys wanted to reach out and hear, it's not all doom and gloom, you know. Yeah, it's a sucky situation. It's hard. You know, it's kind of like a hairless cat, you know. It's a really ugly thing, but sometimes you got to deal with it. So, but yeah, there's been some really amazing and beautiful things that have come from this, and who knows, you know, there's still time for a miracle. But anyway, what I was going to say, positive note, so that you guys don't feel bad for me or anything like that, because that's not what I'm going for, just being real with you. We're moving into a new house, and the way that that came about was crazy. I don't have time to get into the story here right now, but moving into a new house, and that's going to be really good for us. So we're going to have more space. It's a great location. It's currently in between. It's right in like the middle of where our lives are currently in this home. So right in the middle of my in-laws, so my wife's family on both sides, right kind of in the middle of my family, my brothers, the ones that live here, excluding Don Shula, who's in Mesa. And it's super close to our church. It's super close to our, you know, a lot of our friends. And so it's really good stuff. So we're really excited about the location. And then the home itself is just really awesome. We've slowly been upgrading. So our first house was 200 square feet. Our second house was 699. That's the one that we just turned into an Airbnb, a little cottage. Super awesome spot, though. And then this one is going to be 50,000 square feet. Just kidding. I think it's like two or something. Or maybe less. Either way, slowly upgrading incrementally each time we get a new house. But the backyard's good. We're backed up to a golf course, so I'm going to be shooting golf balls out of the air with air guns. And, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm going to have the physical space allowed that I didn't have my previous house. You know, had a little, like, the backyard was literally, like, 40 feet long. So there's not much you can do. It's about 12 feet wide, too. So it's like this little section of a backyard. Better than nothing. And we made it dope. But really hard to record and film and produce air gun content with that kind of thing. But I'll have lots of space. I'll have a good backyard. I'll have a deck. I'll have freaking windows and doors and all kinds of cool stuff. Just kidding. I've had those before. But anyway, it's going to be a really good thing. So you guys will see more content as that kind of progresses. And we're hoping to be moved in with basically within 2 weeks from right now. So there's a little bit of renovation that's going to go on, replacing some countertops, building a fish tank on the top floor, so it's a fish tank you could just swim in. Just kidding again, but that would be pretty cool. But I don't think physically the home could hold that. But anyway, so gonna be some good stuff coming up. And then as soon as we're kind of back into a rhythm, I'm trying to figure out the best time to get something on the podcast calendar and get some more guests on. Got some cool things coming up. I have already talked to some guys that you might know, Gerard from Air Hunters, about coming onto the podcast and doing a Q&A and that kind of thing. So that will be something that's coming. We just have to plan it. Things have been hectic. And you guys know that dude's busy as a freaking one-armed bricklayer. So he's got to he's got to go. But anyway, that stuff that's coming up, things will be back to normal. Once we get into this new house, I'm ready to just pretty much die there, honestly, because I don't want to move anymore. I don't want to like go out anymore at this point, because we've just been moving and, you know, just nonstop, like, go for the past 6 months, and it's just been, like, really crazy. So, anyway, hope you guys found this update to be helpful and useful to understand kind of what's going on with the podcast and content and where I'm at as a human being. Life hack, if you are in a colder basement and you don't have a heater that kicks on, just use a toaster oven like me. I got this baby cranked on to 450. Timer, there is no timer because I turned it off. So it just cranks out warm air and helps keep me cozy. I wish whoever made this toaster oven would sponsor the podcast for that little plug I just did there, but doesn't matter. It's a life hack. So, appreciate you guys. You'll see more coming soon. So, thanks for being patient. Thanks for sticking around. And I'm going to keep stuff cranking out as much as I possibly can. Just been in a crazy season of transition and moving and hospitals and babies and sick wives and, in-laws and dogs, all kinds of stuff, you know. So, anyway, appreciate you guys. You're the best. I hope you are having a good 2021 so far. Hope yours has been going a lot better than mine. We'll catch you guys on the next one. But there's the update for what's going down, and I will see you guys soon. And maybe I'll even do Instagram, that's the word I'm looking for. Do an Instagram live video. Show you guys the new crib and the new setup. It could rival Ed Gunn Leschi's backyard setup, to be honest. So just throwing that out there. I'm talking flaming table for one. So maybe I'm setting myself up for failure, but going for something cool like that. But anyway, I will see you guys soon, and man, just, you know, drink some coffee or something and eat some good food, kiss the people you love, shake their hands, shake their babies, do the whole thing. All right, I'm gonna leave now. Love you.